Hi, and welcome back to our broadcast. On Monday, the April the 8th, is going to be the eclipse that goes over our nation. And if you look back at the last eclipse that we had several years back, I want to put in the comments here or the bio that a link to Troy Brewer, who was on the Sid Roth show, and he goes into detail about this. I really want you to watch this because he will explain in detail how that this is a sign of the times. And if you're wondering about all the things that are going on in our nation, all the things that are going on in the world, there are signs that are happening pointing to the return of Christ, that he is coming back. He's coming very soon. And we need to be aware of this. We need to not be caught off guard. Jesus in Luke chapter 21 was explaining and talking about the second coming, about his return, and about not being caught off guard. And real quickly, I want to read this to you. This says, and let me start in verse 8. It says, he replied, talking about the signs. Well, let's start in verse 7. Teacher, they ask, when will all these things happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to take place? And he replied, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming that I am the Messiah, saying the time has come, but don't believe them. And when you hear wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately. Then he added, nation will go to war against nation, the kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes. There will be famines, plagues in many lands. There will be terrifying things, great miraculous signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of great persecution. And then he goes on and talks about how that they will be taken before the synagogues, all the disciples and all the things that will happen to them. And they will be brought before to be judged, to be imprisoned. They will be even given their life. He goes on. This is one I want to get to. Then he, in verse 29, and says, then he gives them an illustration that notice the fig tree or any other tree. When the leaves come out, you know without being told that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things taking place, you can know that the kingdom of God is near. And I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. Then he says in verse 34, watch out. Don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unaware like a trap, for that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. Keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. We don't want to be caught unaware or off guard, letting the cares of this life, the worries, and he says here about like a trap, it's a trap. Don't let the carousing and by being dulled by carousing and drunkenness, just living life without thinking about him, living life, look at everything else that's going on, not being ready or waiting for his return. We don't want to be caught off guard. Jesus is coming back soon, and he's coming for those who are watching and waiting for his return, those who are expecting him, those that believe in him and are watching and awaiting his return to come back on the earth. Jesus Christ is coming soon. You can see it in the signs of the times. There's an eclipse that's getting ready to take place, and Troy Brewer, we'll explain it more if you'll watch his video. And the eclipse that crosses over hits all these cities. This one coming up, the path of it hits all these cities of Nineveh. All these different cities that are named Nineveh, and it crosses over every one of them. Well, you know what happened in Nineveh. That was the story of that God sent Jonah to Nineveh to preach to the people because they were so wicked, they were so evil, and they refused to listen. They did not want to hear, but God sent them a sign. They sent him Jonah, and Jonah didn't want to go. Jonah did not want to go because he didn't want them to repent. Jonah, the prophet of God, did not want them to repent because he said, they are so wicked and evil. If I go and preach to them, I know what they're going to do. They're going to repent. Well, that's what God wants. God wants people to turn to him. God is not looking to take the world and just punish the world for everything that's been done wrong. He wants to save the world. God wants everyone to turn from their sin, turn away from the wickedness, turn away from evil, and turn their hearts back to him. That's what he wants. He wants repentance. But Jonah didn't want to go to him and preach to him because he said, they're just going to repent and then you're going to forgive them and then you're going to save them. And God's, of course, that's what I want to do. But I need someone to go and tell them the truth and the good news so that they would repent and turn to me, because God does not want anybody to be lost or perished. But in our nation today, you know, we just had Easter come up, and what was everybody talking about? Our president wasn't rejoicing over the resurrection of our Savior, but he was putting out transgender visibility, all of these things on Easter, on the greatest day that we celebrate of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We are living in wicked and evil times where people do not honor God above anything else. They honor themselves. They honor what they want to do, how they want to live, instead of honoring God above what our feelings, our emotions, what we desire. That is when wickedness comes in. Wickedness is twisted and evil. It's like a wicker chair that it's twisted. It's not straight anymore. Everything becomes about something else instead of what it should be pointing to. It should be pointing to the Lord God himself, our Lord God, our Savior. But the world, when it becomes evil and twisted, it begins to look somewhere else to be the source. Well, there's nothing else that will fill us. There's nothing else will fill the emptiness on the inside of us. It all comes from our Heavenly Father. And it doesn't matter if the world, if they accept everything and they say you're okay and it's okay, whatever you do, it's not going to fill the emptiness on the inside. If you're living a life that is apart from God, or living a life that is against his nature, if you're living a life that is twisted, you're not going to be satisfied because everybody accepts your lifestyle. It will never feel the emptiness on the inside of you, because on the inside, it will always be something is not right, because it doesn't line up with purity and holiness and righteousness. And God doesn't want the world to just follow after him just so that he can have the, you know, everybody serve him and he can put everybody under rule. God wants us to love and serve him because his way is the right way, and it's the absolute best way for us to have joy and peace. Everything about serving God is to bring a blessing to us. It's not to crush us or put us under his thumb, but living godly, living the way that the Word of God and the Bible teaches us, it is a way of life that will give us the most peace and the most joy, because everything else leads to destruction. But we are living in a time that we have to recognize the signs and the seasons. And if you will take and go to this video, I know it will help you. It'll give you some understanding. I can't go into it like he does, because he has studied this. He's very intelligent. If you will listen to this, I believe that the Lord will give you some revelation and open up your eyes. And I pray that you hear what the Lord is saying right now. Listen to what the Lord is saying. He's reaching out to people, trying to get to people to bring them to him. So you need to search after him and seek after him. And if you seek and search after him, I promise you, you're going to find, you're going to hear, you're going to know. You ask, you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. God is looking to get things to you, not to just keep you from you or keep things hidden from you, but it's to be hidden for you. All the revelations of God's word are for your benefit, and he wants you to understand them and get them. So I'm asking you on this broadcast, seek after God, look after him, search and watch this video that Troy Brewer put out. It'll be in the comments. You'll be able to click on it and go to a YouTube link, and you'll be able to watch this and ask the Holy Spirit, God, is this true? Is this really what is happening? Is this really your plan or your voice or your sign from you? Ask the Lord to reveal it to you, and I promise you, he will show you. Amen. Let me go ahead and end this in prayer. Father, in the name that is above every name, Lord, we thank you for leading people into the right direction, into the right place. And Lord, I want people to see the truth and hear the truth. Lord, it doesn't have to come from me. I pray that they get it from whoever they can get it from. But Lord, to hear the truth of who you are, the truth of the gospel, that we are living in the last days and everyone needs to hear the good news. And Lord, we thank you for the signs that you put into the heavens to point to you, point to the way that, Lord God, you have made provision for everyone to come into the kingdom, as many as would believe. And Lord, we pray if there's anybody right now that does not know you or has not accepted you in their life and made you Lord of their life, that tonight or today, Lord, they will call upon you, put their faith and trust in you, and believe and watch their life change and turn around in the name that is above every name, the precious name of Jesus. Amen.